Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show. All right, welcome back to the Gym Business Coach Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in the studio today by Randy Von Angsten. What's up, man?
Good morning.
Check it out, guys. The Grow Summit, June 25th through 27th, fitprogrowsummit.com. Guys, this is our eighth annual event. We bring a couple hundred gym owners, some of the best speakers on the planet, come in and speak to you. There's learning, networking, happy hours, after parties, workshops, front end, back end. We take care of all of the food for you guys, for your lunches and happy hours, drinks. We got the recordings on there for the people in the VIP. Cannot wait to see you guys. The tickets are going up. They're almost out, really. I mean, by the time you're getting this podcast, it may be sold out. So this is your last chance probably to get in on this. Would love to see you guys there. It's in June, at the end of June. It's my favorite event.
Yeah. Yeah. Check out the link, fitprogrowsummit.com. If tickets are still available, lock them in.
But lock in.
It's coming down to the wire.
All right. Let's talk about frameworks for a second. So in our gym business coach coaching program, Springboard, Iron Circle, we've kind of taken all of our teachings down to what we call frameworks. And this is a concept I learned from Russell Brunson on how to teach differently. If you ever look at his books, .com Secrets, they have these little doodle sketches. Mm-hmm. And those are essentially his frameworks.
Yeah.
If you think about it, right? You know, the Epiphany Bridge or the hero, the Epiphany story and all this stuff. And he talks about everything in frameworks. So we took a look at what we were teaching. We were teaching frameworks already. We just didn't call them that. And so what we did is we distilled down all of our teachings down into frameworks. We've put them in a book, super cool, some videos and stuff. That's for another day, but what I want to do is talk about one of the frameworks, at least today. We call it the decision flow principle, and really what it is when you're running a gym or any business, you've got somebody that makes decisions, mm-hmm. And typically it's the owner, right? And you know, small micro gym aspect, boutique gym, kind of everything's going through the owner.
Yeah.
And because, you know, the owner becomes the bottleneck, it becomes the thing that slows the business down, and you know, Mike Michalowicz said it the best, right? He goes, if you should purposely create the decision flow not to go through. I guess that's the point of the message, right? Because if you only, everybody's waiting on you as the owner, nothing gets done. It's just the owner's the busiest. There's always something going on. They may be traveling and like the day-to-day operations stop because the owner needs to make the decision. Well, your business is stagnant. So
staff doesn't have the autonomy to make the decisions. Mm-hmm. So they're sitting around waiting, which is just, again,
on any team, and time is the enemy a lot of times, right? I put this in place years ago. I just didn't want to make all the decisions because I knew I was the one that's going to slow it down. And I also believe the team can make decisions.
I can tell you, from the first week we started, when ProFit first started, mm-hmm. this was like, it was a real conversation. You know what I mean? It wasn't just something that like happened. It was like, no, go do that. Like you have the authority to just continue to make those decisions, keep me out of it. And mm-hmm. I'm sure that was an aspect of what led to that rapid growth.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
It has to, because again, it's just think of a funnel of all of the things that come into the day. And then there's this pinch point down to a drop, right? And that's like the decisions. If you're making everything go through one point, which is the owner, and it just drips out, that's basically the flow of the business. But if you had multiple funnels and they're all dripping and they're all making decisions, they're all pushing the business forward, that's the goal.
Yeah.
You know, employees, you know, owners always have this thing if, you know, nobody's going to do it as good as me. And that's probably true in a lot of aspects. It's not always true. There's probably true for some of like the business stuff, but like you don't need to make every decision. One of the things that I did early on when I was giving decision autonomy authority to, you know, at the time it was Todd and then it was Brent and then it was Zach and now it's Joe Lee. It's like up to a certain financial amount, that's where you start. Hey, up to $500 or less, like you just make the decision, you purchase the thing, you hire the thing, you make the thing, or you go call the maintenance company and get it fixed. Up to a certain amount. And then as they stay in the business longer, then it goes to $1,000, then it's there's no limit, right? Like, because again, like why bother somebody, the owner, for a $100 or a $50 you know, Amazon order?
Yeah.
That just slows everything down.
Yeah.
And so decision flow framework is the purposeful action of allowing your team to make decisions on the best interest of the business. Therefore, the business moves forward faster. The owner's freed up to do other things, and nobody's waiting on the dang owner to make the damn decision.
Yeah.
Right.
And the other half of that is, right, you as the person giving the autonomy, but you know, you're going to find situations where the wrong decision was made or something didn't go as planned or as you, the owner, would make that decision. And, you know, a lot of times gym owners or business owners are resistant.
All right, before we jump back into the episode, a quick note for the gym owners listening right now. If you're the kind of owner that is always pushing for the next level, you should know about the Growth Summit. Every year, we bring together some of the most driven gym owners in the industry for 3 days. This year, it's in Scottsdale. No fluff, no bullshit, just serious operators talking about what it really takes to build a gym that works as a business. Several thousand gym owners from all over the world so far have attended. So if you want to be in the room with people who refuse to settle for average, head on over to fitprogrowsummit.com and grab your ticket now, June 25th through 27th in Scottsdale. All right, let's get back to the show.
And giving that authority because they're afraid of that. But that's the whole reason, right? You're not, I don't know if I can trust them to make the right decisions in lieu of me doing it. But that's where we always say that's a coaching opportunity. Right. Sure. Let's not stop the business. Let's not hit, you know, let's not halt all progress because the decision has to go to the owner. If that employee does make the wrong decision, and I could use myself as a perfect example, right? Like when you gave us that autonomy, mm-hmm. you also said, hey, you go make a decision that's within that scope. Your job's not on the line. It's a coaching opportunity.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which then, but that empowers the person making the decisions to feel good about taking action. Rather than them sitting back and being like, oh,
hesitant. Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? Like locking it up where they're
going to get in trouble.
Make that. Yeah, exactly. Everyone's afraid of like the repercussions.
Oh, no.
But if you, when you lead with that and you let them know, hey, in the event that the wrong decision is made, I will have your back as long as you can give me a reason why that decision was made that way and I can understand that. Cool. Now we'll have a conversation and I'll show you why it should have been done differently.
Sure.
And that was a big part too, because it wasn't just passing along the autonomy; it was passing along the autonomy without the risk in a way, you know. Because I could see that too. I mean, you've got people in your business that you trust, and you feel like they could make qualified decisions, but then they're hesitant because the risk.
Yeah, yeah. I would love for every gym owner to adopt this kind of like mentality. And our mentality was this. You have to make a decision. And if you make a decision, it has to be 100 miles an hour. Like, we do not hesitate on the decisions that we make, the choices that we make, left or right. And yes, if we're wrong, if that was the wrong choice, we're going to autocorrect down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it doesn't hurt us that bad. And usually it doesn't, right? Yeah. Like, what are the things in the business that a coach or a fitness director is going to make that could hinder? Like, they're not making membership pricing decisions on their own. That's typically going through.
Sure.
Management or whatever. They're not, what are they going to really do? They're going to give away a membership for free to somebody that, you know, they should have charged for. And, you know, you correct it by, you know, don't do that again. And let's get this person, bring them into the office, say, hey, that was a mistake. They're going to burn the business down, right? So like, what are the things that they could really do? Even hiring decisions, that is up to the team. I don't make hiring decisions.
And that's a huge one. Because,
oh my God, I mean, it's huge.
Like, yeah, the impact that has on the business.
Now, there's guys in our Iron Circle that absolutely say that's a bad idea. John Farkas, for example, you know, he makes all the hiring decisions. That's cool. For me, I trust the team enough. And I'm always brought in on somebody that's on the fence. I'm always brought in. Sure. Hey, Tim, would you talk to this guy? Let me see, you know, get your opinions. And I've even had it the other way where, you know, Zach wasn't going to hire somebody. He was on the fence. And I came in and I spoke to him. And I was like, this guy's a perfect fit. And he ended up being one of our best coaches, Zach Jr., right?
Yeah.
He was one of our best. He wasn't going to hire the guy. because he just didn't, he couldn't get the answers, or it wasn't like flowing very well. And I was like, let me talk to him. And I, at the end of that interview with that guy, he goes, my job, Zach Jr., to make sure you're a likable guy.
Sure.
And you're a likable guy, you're hired, right? And he's like, all right, cool. Because he was, you know, some people don't interview well. Mm-hmm. And that was really one of the things. That was one of the funniest case in points, right? Like, he was afraid to make that decision. But if he would have made, he was actually going to not hire the guy.
Yeah.
So I fixed it before it was too late. So that was a thing where, yes, Zach could have made the decision either way to hire or not hire, but he wasn't quite sure. And that's an absolute time to bring the owner in. Like, hey, what do you, give me a second opinion. It took 30 minutes, 45 minutes, yeah, or whatever, and have a little chat. So that was it. You know, and again, this isn't, I don't think this is the thing holding most gym owners back. I don't believe that's true, making all the decisions. But I do think when you start allowing your team to make the calls on things, it does two things. One, frees you up. Obviously, yeah, the business moves faster, but it empowers the team. They enjoy being there a little bit more. Now they get a little authority. They can make decisions. And yeah, let's not fire somebody over a bad decision that you gave them the right to, you know, to make the decision on. So super simple framework, something that a lot of operations don't follow. Everything's got to go through the head honcho, right? And I don't believe that that's always should be the case. And, you know, maybe take a hard look at your business today and say, like, hey, man, are we stagnant? Do we lose momentum because everything's got to go through me? And if that's the case, let's start delegating some decision making downhill up to a certain point. Teach your team, like, how to make decisions. And, you know, sometimes the decisions that are made, they don't even need to tell you about it.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Unless it's important. I don't need to know that you made the decision. Unless you want me to, like, pat you on the back. Cool. Then I'll do that, too. But that's pretty much it, guys. It's so simple, but it's so powerful. Is the thing that could catapult your business into, at least for time freedom, but speed, momentum, carrying the torch, all those things kind of live in this one framework. So yeah, go take a look. Hopefully that helps you guys. Let's see you at the Grow Summit. Can't wait to share more frameworks with you guys on following episodes. But really, we're breaking down, I think, 15 of the frameworks in our workshop. The Million Dollar Model Workshop on Thursday afternoon at the Grow Summit. FitProGrowSummit.com. We will see you guys there. That's it for this episode. See you on the next one. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode and want to go deeper on this stuff, head on over to our YouTube channel. The podcast right here is where we have the conversations, but on the YouTube, we break down things much more in depth. We walk through real frameworks, real strategies, and systems that gym owners are using right now to build better businesses. Just search Gym Business Coach on YouTube or head on over to youtube.com/@TheGymBusinessCoach.com. Subscribe to the channel and I will see you over there.